Well, President Biden will also mark 100 days in office this week with his first speech to a joint session of Congress tomorrow night. That 100-day milestone is a benchmark for the modern presidency. It goes back to President Roosevelt's sprint at the start of his administration to fight the Great Depression in the 1930s. FDR started laying the groundwork for his unprecedented New Deal policies in his inaugural address in 1933.
I am prepared, under my constitutional duty, to recommend the measures that a stricken nation in the midst of a stricken world may require.
A stricken nation and a stricken world, those are words you could use to describe the situation today. So let's bring in Julian Zelizer. He is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. And Julian, before we get to President Biden's first 100 days, remind us what FDR accomplished in his.
Well, it was a remarkable period. You had over 15 major bills passed, from the Federal Emergency Relief Administration that helped the poor, to the Civilian Conservation Corps that helped the unemployed, to an agriculture program, to a public works program, to the Tennessee Valley Authority, and more. And I didn't even mention the effort and legislation that stabilized the banking system. So that really set the bar.
Later in that speech that we just heard, Roosevelt made it clear that he would be willing to use the president's executive power if he didn't get Congress to go along with his priorities. It sounds like, I mean, he did get Congress to pass those, which so maybe makes that point moot. But the executive power is something that we see a lot of presidents using in the modern era. How did it go over then, or the threat of it anyways?
Well, some of the programs he used it for, like the Civil Works Administration, which created government jobs, or the Rural Electrification Administration, which brought electricity to rural areas, those were quite popular uses of executive power. But over time, by 1936 and 37, this became an issue that conservatives used to attack him for executive overreach, even comparing him to some of the autocratic and fascist leaders overseas.
Oh, interesting. President Biden, of course, is not facing the Great Depression, but he is dealing with a pandemic that has killed more than 500,000 Americans. Is there comparisons to make in FDR's New Deal to Biden's American Rescue Plan?
Yeah, the American Rescue Plan is a huge piece of legislation in terms of scale and scope. It's many bills wrapped up into one. That's partly a product of a current era where it's so hard to get anything through Congress. And it, like FDR, he's using government as the solution and rejecting Ronald Reagan's formulation from 1981 that government is the problem. I think the biggest difference is that Biden's legislation, it's short term, and a lot of this will expire if it's not extended, whereas the New Deal were long-term programs, many of which continue today.
In a piece that you wrote for CNN recently, you say that a president's first 100 days in office doesn't necessarily determine the course of a president's 4 years. Could you give us some examples of that?
Sure. When Jimmy Carter ended his first 100 days, a lot of the press was praising him. The Washington Post said he stands extraordinarily high in personal popularity and general approval ratings. And yet he ended up going on to be a one-term president and remained pretty controversial in American politics in terms of his presidency. Ronald Reagan didn't have a great first 100 days. It wasn't FDR's, but he turned out to be one of the most influential conservatives. And finally, look at Abraham Lincoln. I mean, it's not exactly fair to use this as part of the 100 days, but the Union literally collapsed during that period. And he is today considered one of our greatest presidents.
So in a word, and we have about a half a minute here, how would you rank President Biden's first 100 days?
Very significant. We'll see how it unfolds. But he has used government aggressively, and he has plans to do more. That combined with a very ambitious vaccine program that at this point seems effective.
All right. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.